Reading Matters, First Quarter, 2024. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021, 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll-free, 800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. It is hard to believe that spring is nearly upon us. 2024 came to WTBBL like a whirlwind, with new windows, a new phone system, a flood, and staffing changes. Our staff and volunteers have been amazing at handling everything, as they always are. I couldn't ask for a better team. Unfortunately, due to one of our librarians moving on, we have had to put our patron book club on hold for now. If we can relaunch it, we will make announcements in the newsletter, via email, and on our social media channels. In the interim, you can continue to enjoy our monthly recommended reads and selections of newly produced local books in the newsletter and highlighted on social media. In February, we held our Touch of Braille, Introduction to the Braille System workshop, and had a great turnout. This workshop is a fun introduction to the tactile reading of the Braille alphabet, including practice with the alphabet, exercises with short words, and display and interaction with ways that Braille can be used in daily life, from clothing tags to playing cards to marking cans to peg slates. In March, we held a Living with Vision Loss seminar and discussed common eye diseases and conditions, reactions to diagnoses, strategies for coping, and discussed resources. Both were great opportunities to introduce people to WTBBL services, and we plan on offering these programs again at the library and in the community. Our audiobook production department completed production of the Presidential Primary Voters Pamphlet and will finalize the 2024 Presidential Election Voters Pamphlet this fall. We are happy to be able to produce the state voters pamphlet in audio every year, so our patrons and other people who can benefit from the audio have access to important information that allows them to participate in the democratic process. Finally, stay tuned and watch our website, email, and social media for information on attending our WTBBL Opening Windows to the World, a silent art auction and reception on May 23rd, 2024. It will be a really fun event, and we hope you'll join us. State Library Update by Sarah Jones. Access to books and information is being attacked all over the country, even right here in Washington. As I mentioned in a previous update, libraries across the state have encountered people and organizations asking that materials be removed from collections, infringing on everyone's basic right to access information. The Dayton Library, part of the Columbia County Rural Library District, faced the possibility of closing entirely last year because a small number of community members wanted materials removed or restricted. The current law allowed for 10% of voters in the unincorporated county to make the decision for all. Further, Dayton residents were not allowed to participate in the petition signature gathering for the proposed dissolution of the library, nor would they be allowed to vote on the measure. A grassroots organization, Neighbors United for Progress, successfully asked the court to intervene, and Columbia County's Superior Court Commissioner, Julie Carl, found the law to be unconstitutional. This created the need to address the issue, and Senate Bill 5824 was introduced. The bill expands voter eligibility to include all qualified residents of a library district to vote when a proposal for dissolution appears on the ballot. It also increases the petitioning threshold from 10% to 25%. The bill passed the Senate unanimously on January 24th, and we hope it will be successfully passed in the House, becoming a law that protects Washington libraries. The bill is supported by Washington Secretary of State Steve Hobbs and lead sponsor State Senator Sam Hunt, Democrat Olympia, who said on the Senate floor, "We're just trying to give all the people a voice and not let minority rule. Closing libraries is a stupid idea." Keeping libraries available to all residents is important, and making laws to ensure that issues regarding access to certain materials don't lead to extreme measures is good public policy. We thank Senator Hunt and Secretary Hobbs for their leadership on this issue. I often think the "That All May Read" mission has significant meaning to all types of libraries and to those who use them and support them. Youth Services by Erin Groth. It's already a big year for Youth Services. The annual Regional Braille Challenge kicked off in 2024 with tons of fun. 11 talented Braille readers signed up to participate in the friendly competition, and a team of generous volunteers helped to smoothly run the show. It was a great day full of brailing, dance parties, yoga, and pizza. Special thanks to the Washington Council of the Blind Families Committee, the American Printing House for the Blind, and Seedlings Braille Books for donating our amazing prizes. The Northwest Association of Blind Athletes also donated their time and energy to lead a great movement activity during the event. We can't wait to do it all again next year. Spring holds plenty of outreach opportunities for WTBBL as well, with the annual Pacific Northwest Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, PNWAER, conference and National Federation of the Blind Washington, NFBW, conference right around the corner. I am presenting at PNWAER with other professionals in the vision field on programs offered around the state, like the Braille Challenge, Cane Quest, Abacus B, and Day of Coding. Be sure to be on the lookout for more information on these exciting events all year long. The NFBW conference will feature an accessible escape room and gaming lab hosted by WTBBL as well this year for both kids and adults. It might only be the beginning of the year, but we are already looking forward to summer reading. Check the Youth Services page on WTBBL.org for information on how to register for this year's program, Adventure Begins at Your Library. The program will include reading trackers, in-person events, by-mail activity packets, and exciting virtual programs. Want to stay in the know on all things Youth Services? Remember to sign up for DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, a bi-monthly emailed bulletin to keep you up to date. The link to sign up can be found on the Youth Services page on WTBBL's website. Photograph captions. Youth are hard at work during the Braille Challenge. Youth stretch during a break. Youth are focused during this friendly challenge. Volunteers assist during the Braille Challenge. New Windows by Danielle Miller. Many of you may be familiar with the fact that WTBBL is housed in what was once the home of the S.L. Savage Dodge dealership. Opened on August 20, 1948, this streamlined modern-style building served as the car dealership until the early 1980s, and then WTBBL moved into the facility in 1986. In 1996, there was a remodel that made the space more accessible and moved the main entrance from Lenora Street to 9th Avenue. Since I have been at WTBBL, we have replaced the HVAC system, the security and keycard system, the carpet, the lighting, and the garage doors, added a camera system, painted the building multiple times, added a donor wall, and reorganized the public area. One thing that has needed attention, but wasn't ever able to be addressed, is the windows. The windows along Lenora Street and in the children's room on the corner of the building were the original single-pane plate glass windows. They were an impressive and striking feature of the building and remarkably made it through multiple earthquakes and over 75 years without being broken. However, they were not energy efficient or safe. If one of the windows had been broken, they would have shattered into shards of glass rather than held together like today's safety glass. They would also have been very hard to replace if broken. We worked with an architectural firm to design a solution that would be energy efficient and meet today's code regulations. Importantly, it would also preserve the architectural integrity of the building as much as possible within the constraints of cost and code requirements. The process of replacing the windows took many, many months and required structural engineers building in a new steel infrastructure to hold the weight of the new double-pane safety glass windows and heavier mullions, steel fabricators, welding, and of course, lots of work with glaziers and contractors. The new windows have all been installed, and it is immediately much, much quieter, warmer, and feels more stable. They look great, albeit a bit different. But the look and feel of the original windows have been preserved, and this has been the biggest project we've undertaken since 2008. We hope you'll come to visit and experience our new windows. Book Bingo. Summer will be here before we know it, and that means WTBBL's Summer Book Bingo is back. Our adult Summer Book Bingo is returning by popular demand. Stay tuned for more details, including dates, how to get your book bingo card, and instructions on how to win prizes.
New Audiobooks by John Pye. Spring is upon us, and with the lengthening days, we have a new cache of books to welcome new growth and development. For adult readers, we have DBC 19193, Sea Women of Iceland, Survival on the Edge, by Margaret Wilson. Commercial fishing in the North Atlantic is dangerous work, and women from Iceland have been doing it for centuries. The author worked on fishing boats, so she brings an understanding of the challenges that these sea women have dealt with even as technology has evolved from open skiffs to computerized trawlers. 2016. Narrated by Roz Wilkes. Reviewed by Steve Zahn. DBC 15588. Bury My Heart at Chuck E. Cheese's by Tiffany Midge. Artfully blending sly humor, social commentary, and meditations on love and loss, Midge uses insight as an act of resistance when she writes about her identity as a Native woman in America. These slices of life provide commentary on popular culture, media, feminism, and the complications of identity, race, and politics. 2019. Narrated by Mary Schlosser. Reviewed by Arlen Purcell. DBC 19228. Sayonaraville by Kurt Colbert. Seattle 1948. Private Detective Jake Rossiter fought in the Pacific and isn't fond of anything Japanese, so he's not thrilled when his partner, Miss Jenkins, takes a case for a Japanese-American family. They lost their property while in an internment camp, and somebody doesn't want them to get it back. This is book number 2 in the Jake Rossiter and Miss Jenkins series. 2020. Narrated by Winfield Hobbs. Reviewed by Amy Cork. DBC 19112, Beyond a Reasonable Stout, by Ellie Alexander. Sloane Krause is part of Leavenworth, Washington's thriving craft beer culture. Things get awkward after a city council member who is campaigning to make the town dry is murdered. Is it closing time? This is book 3 in the Sloane Krause series. 2019, narrated by Barb Scammon. Reviewed by Martha Oman. DBC 19229, Unsettled Ground, The Whitman Massacre and Its Shifting Legacy in the American West, by Cassandra Tate. In 1836, Marcus and Narcissa Whitman established a Presbyterian mission on Cayuse Indian land near what is now Walla Walla, Washington. 11 years later, a group of Cayuses killed the Whitmans and 11 others in what became known as the Whitman Massacre. The attack led to a war of retaliation against the Cayuse. The extension of federal control over several present-day Pacific Northwest and surrounding states, and martyrdom for the Whitmans. This myth-busting history of the Whitman Massacre includes the often missing Indian point of view. 2020, narrated by Greg Porter, reviewed by Judy Ogliori. For young adult / children's / juvenile readers, we have DBC 15722. The Many Reflections of Miss Jane Deming by J. Anderson Coates. Set in the 1800s, high-spirited young Jane is excited to be part of Mr. Mercer's plan to bring Civil War widows and orphans to Washington Territory. But life out west isn't at all what she expected. Seattle doesn't turn out to be quite as advertised. In this rough-and-tumble frontier town, Jane is going to need every bit of that broad mind and sturdy constitution, not to mention a good sense of humor and a stubborn streak a mile wide. For grades 5 and up. 2017. Narrated by Evelyn France. Reviewed by Judy Ogliori. DBC 07077. Fast Backward. By David Patenaude. 15-year-old Bobby Hastings witnesses an atomic explosion near a top-secret New Mexico Army base in July 1945. Terrified, he soon heads off on his bike for home, only to encounter something that rivals the blast for drama. A girl his age stands naked at the side of the lonely desert road, underweight, unwell, and speaking with a German accent. In the coming days, she unveils an impossible story about time travel and the heartbreaking outcome of the war. She begs people to believe her warning and prevent the awful future she claims to know too well. But even if they do believe her, and the story is true, the biggest question remains: can history be undone? For high school junior and senior readers, 2018, narrated by Kevin Pittman. DBC 15750. Curious Kids Nature Guide. Explore the Amazing Outdoors of the Pacific Northwest. By Fiona Cohen. Illustrated by Marnie Filling. Get out and explore the big backyard of the Pacific Northwest with this field guide for nature lovers, young and old. For grades K through 3 and up. 2017. Narrated by Elizabeth Gould. DBC 19087. A Snowy Day by Christine Platt. School is canceled. Anna and Andrew play in the snow with their neighbors and learn to make snow ice cream. They save some snow cream in the freezer for their cousins in Trinidad who have never seen snow. For preschool and older. 2019. Narrated by Lauren Dupree with Marianne Osborne. Part of the Anna and Andrew series. Library Outreach. Did you know there are nearly 450,000 people in the state of Washington who qualify for WTBBL services, but either don't know about us or don't understand they are eligible for our free services? People who do know about us often ask, why don't more people know about WTBBL? Word of mouth is one of the biggest ways people learn about us. We are asking for your help in spreading the word. WTBBL serves patrons who cannot read standard print due to legal blindness, visual impairment, physical disability causing an inability to turn pages or comfortably hold a book for extended periods of time, deaf blindness, or a reading disability. If you know someone who is eligible, encourage them to give us a call at 800-542-0866 or email us at wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. We love talking to potential patrons and can answer questions and get the application process started. Are you part of a group or organization that includes individuals who qualify for our service? Book us for an in-person or online presentation. Presentations can include an overview of our library, eligibility requirements, and the steps to get access to free audiobooks, braille books, and equipment. Give us a call at 800-542-0866 or email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov to schedule a presentation.
Volunteer Spotlight by Jessica Jensen. Quote, a lot of people still rely on tactile braille to read. They should be able to do that. Unquote. Mary has been volunteering at WTBBL for about 15 years. After retiring, she decided to look for volunteer opportunities and was drawn to WTBBL since her mother lost her vision due to macular degeneration. Her mother began using Talking Book Library services, and they both loved how she would request books on tape, and they would magically appear. Mary came in and asked how she could help, and she's been here ever since. When she first began volunteering, Mary was a proofreader in the Braille department, working together with a tactile proofreader. Mary would read the printed text of a book while the tactile proofreader read the Braille version aloud, and they would flag any errors for edits. She became interested in Braille while working with the tactile proofreader because the way they would indicate parentheses, italics, etc., made her curious to know how it looked in Braille. She took a Braille transcription class at WTBBL and began transcribing. Mary and her tactile proofreader began working in person, but when he moved away, they both wanted to keep working together. Now the team meets weekly over Zoom to proofread together for about 3.5 hours per session. Since she can also transcribe, Mary usually makes the edits that she and her tactile proofreader have marked. Her favorite part of volunteering is being able to make books available to the blind through Braille. She notes that audiobooks are becoming more popular as a medium, but the need for Braille is still present. She is proud to be able to increase access to reading material through Braille. Mary reads a lot, and she loves revisiting old favorites. Her current reread is Hawaii by James Michener, BR017263, DB010504, which she loves, but imagines it must have taken forever to transcribe in Braille. When she isn't volunteering, Mary loves to garden. She finds it a great stress reliever. Her garden is filled with flowers and vegetables, and she is especially proud of her beautiful raspberries and blueberries. Braille and Audio Reading Download BARD Update. Effective February 6, 2024, National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled and WTBBL patrons will be allowed to download 250 books and magazines from BARD in any rolling 30-day period. This includes both audio and Braille titles. The platform or combination of platforms used to download does not matter. You may download up to 250 books and magazines in any rolling 30-day period, regardless of the format or the BARD interface used. The number is calculated by adding up the number of unique titles downloaded. This means you can download the same title on multiple devices or platforms in the same 30-day period without that download counting against the limit. Top Books of 2023. Here are the top 5 books downloaded and circulated in 2023 by you. DB108916, Razzmatazz, by Christopher Moore. Repeat New York Times bestselling author Christopher Moore returns to the mean streets of 1940s San Francisco in this outrageous follow-up to his madcap novel, Noir. DB110098, Portrait of an Unknown Woman, by Daniel Silva. Legendary spy and art restorer Gabriel Alon has at long last severed ties with Israeli intelligence and settled quietly in Venice, the only place where he has ever truly known peace. But when the eccentric London art dealer Julian Isherwood asks Gabriel to investigate the circumstances surrounding the rediscovery and lucrative sale of a centuries-old painting, he is drawn into a deadly game of cat and mouse where nothing is as it seems. DB109071, Assumption, by Percival Everett. Ogden Walker, deputy sheriff of a small New Mexico town, is on the trail of an old woman's murderer. But at the crime scene, his are the only footprints leading up to and away from her door. Something is amiss, and even his mother knows it. As other cases pile up, Ogden gives chase, pursuing flimsy leads for even flimsier reasons. His hunt leads him from the seamier side of Denver to a hippie commune as he seeks the puzzling solution. DB109759, The Bone Fire, by S.D. Sykes. When the Black Death reappears in England in 1361, Oswald de Lacy knows that the safest place for his wife and young son is the island fortress of Eden, where his eccentrically pious friend Godfrey has invited the family to stay to wait out the plague during the long dark winter. But Oswald has barely had time to settle in when a brutal murder shocks the household, and it soon becomes clear that the castle is not the stronghold of security that he was so desperately looking for. DB110795, Long Shadows, by David Baldacci. When Amos Decker is called to South Florida to investigate a double homicide, the case appears straightforward. A federal judge and her bodyguard have been found dead, the judge's face sporting a blindfold with two eye holes crudely cut out, a clear sign that she'd made one too many enemies over her years on the bench. What at first seems cut and dry is anything but. Not only did the judge have more enemies than Decker can count, from violent gang members, drug dealers, and smugglers, to a resentful ex-husband, but the bodyguard presents additional conundrums that muddy the waters even further. Who was the real target in this vicious attack?
Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from October 1st to December 31st, 2023. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at www.wtbbl.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. Alan Arsand, Betty Adams, Rosemary Adamski and Randy Winter, Linda and Ken Adkins, Gaylord Allen, Larry Allen, Leonard Allen, Paul Allen, Jerry and Carol Anderson, Lori and Lyle Anderson, David and Lydia Arnold, Anna Ash, Peter and Deborah Baker, Sally Joe and Kay Backen, Dale Barr, John Bastow, Glenn and Kelly Boffman, Anne Bonn, Philip Beaudoin, Jerrine Behrens, Michelle Bell, Raydeen Bell, Joan Benedetti, Jerry Berg, Christine and Dale Biddle, Nelson Black, Leona Blahack, Elizabeth Blackney, Martin Blank Studios, LLC, Joseph Blail, Susan Bloom, Betty Bolm, Carol Boos, Joyce Brandt, Gertrude Bratz, Cal Bray, Barbara Breslin, Stefan and Julie Brommers, Richard Brown and Mary Lou Nearing, James Bryant, Michael Buckmeyer, David Buckholtz, Elizabeth Buckner, Ben Buddy, John and Kathleen Bunger, Charles Burkhalter, Ron and Cynthia Bush, Ursula Buteau, Beverly Butler, Kathleen Butler and Vera Schleicher, Terry Butler, Beth Calvo, Robert and Mary Campbell, Jerry and Gloria Carbert, Mary Carey, Mary Carolus, James and Charlotte Calkins, Robert Chamberlain, Phyllis Christie, Gay Chronister, Connie Claridge, Charles Clark, June Clark, Marjorie Clark, Jill Clark, Michael Cohoon, Crispin Colburn, Robin Cole, Janice Cooper, Carl and Carol Corbin, Edward Coffrin, David Cox, Cheryl and Lester Crank, M. K. Craw, Patricia Crooks, Margaret Crossland, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Lois Cruikshank, James Curry, Sharon Cushman, Judith and Frank Cuda, Gloria Dalkey, Robert Daniel, Cheryl Darlington, Steve Dassel, Elizabeth DeLieu, Eileen Desvoin, Bernadette Desi, Ashley Dickerson, Maya Dickhoff, Donovan Dolan, Myra Dorsey, Betty Doubles and Bonnie Ciz Pereira, John Doyle, LaVon Drace, Delude Family Foundation, Dennis and Harriet Dunlap, Michael and Maria Dunlap, Charles and Judy Egan, Vern Eaton, Stella Eckley, Vicky Edison, Nancy and David Edwards, David Egan, David Elliott, Will Elliott, Kurt and Judy Erickson, Jesse Erickson, Isabel and Gary Ernest, Gerald Irvine, Joanne Evans, Helen and Robert Ewald, Anita Fonlander, Julia and Robert Fairchild, Margie Fairs, Howard Ferguson, Patricia Ferguson, Floyd Fick, Lucille Finn, Renee Fleury, Harold and Audrey Flones, Nancy Fontaine, Muriel Foster, Charlene Polly Fox, Jean Frank, Dan Friend, Anne Fuller, Michael Galpin, Sharon Galliart, Robert and Catherine Garrick,